Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from 8th canto, 15th chapter, text 32 through 36.
Evam sumantira arthaste gurna artha anudarshina itva trivi vistapam jagmur Girvanaha kamarupinaha evam sumantira artate gurna artha anudarshina itva trivishtapam jagmur girvana kamarupina evam sumantira artate gurna artha anudarshina itva trivitapam jagmur girvana kamarupina
evam sumantira artate
एवं दस सुमंतिरता बीइंग वेल एडवाइज्ड अर्थ अबाउट ड्यूटीज ते दे द डेमिगॉड्स गुरुना बाय द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर अर्थ अनुदर्शिना whose instructions were quite befitting, itva, giving up, three vishtapam, the heavenly kingdom, jagmu, went, girvanaha, the demigods, kamarupinaha, who could assume any form they liked. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the demigods, being thus advised by Brahaspati for their benefit, immediately accepted his words. Assuming forms according to their desire, they left the heavenly kingdom and scattered without being observed by the demons. I'll also read the translation for following verses. When the demigods had disappeared, Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, entered the heavenly kingdom, and from there he brought the three worlds under his control. The Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu, being very pleased with their disciple who had conquered the entire universe, now engaged him in performing 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. When Bali Maharaj performed these sacrifices, he gained a great reputation in all directions throughout the three worlds. Thus, he shone in his position like the brilliant moon in the sky. Because of the favor of the Brahmanas, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Kamarupinaha indicates that the demigods, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, can assume any form they desire. Thus, it was not at all difficult for them to remain incognito before the eyes of the demons. We have seen in the dispute between Maharaj Prithu and Indra that when Maharaj Prithu wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, Indra wanted to impede him. For it is because of such great sacrifices that Indra was made king of Yavan. Here, the Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu decided that although Maharaj Bali was situated on the throne of Indra, he would not be able to stay there unless he performed such sacrifices. Therefore, they advised Maharaj Bali to perform at least as many Ashwamedha Yajnas as Indra. The word Ayajana indicates that all the Brahmanas induced Bali Maharaj to perform such sacrifices. The Brahmanas are called Dvijadeva and Kshatriyas are generally called Naradeva. The word Deva actually refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas guide human society in becoming happy by satisfying Lord Vishnu, and according to their advice, the Kshatriyas, who are called Naradeva, keep law and order so that other people, namely Vaishyas and Sudras, may properly follow regulative principles. In this way, people are gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets.
Om Ajnanati Murandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tatatishva Patantikam Ye Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushrute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupasya Krupa Sindhupaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yatkrupa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinataranam.
Such a like beautiful verse with so many different instructions for us to get inspiration from. We can maybe like briefly look at like couple of those points. So one of the in the first verse itself, it says that the demigods, being thus advised by Brihaspati for their benefit, immediately accepted his words. Here we can see that the demigods, the main thing which is differentiating the devotees and demons is the devotees, they accept instructions of the spiritual master. Here it says, immediately they accepted his words. They did not ask, my dear spiritual master, wait for a minute. If we are going to leave the heavenly planet, what is the surety that we are going to get back? They did not argue, and they did not put forward any points. He said, you have to leave. That is the best for you. They said, yes, sir. They just left. So that is one thing. Here we can see how the demigods, they were very eager to immediately follow the instructions of the spiritual master without asking any or putting forward any counter arguments. And another inherent point there itself is that because they immediately accepted his words, that indicates that the demigods, they had inherent faith in the words of their spiritual master. So they don't need to ask him what happens, will your instruction hold true if something else happens, or if something else is going to happen? They did not have to put forward so many of these kind of counter arguments, because they had inherent faith in the spiritual master. So that is, and another thing which we can see, there are two more points. Another point is in the text 34, where though Bali Maharaj was seated on the throne of Indra, though his position is safe, because the saintly personalities, the Brahmanas, they were asking him to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, so he agreed, and then he performed those Yajnas. So in essence, he was following the instructions of, he is getting guidance from the sadhus. So if we remember one thing which we almost in every class we hear is that we always need to take guidance from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So in this particular, like this set of verses, Bali Maharaj is indicating like how, like he is taking, the demigods are, taking instructions from the spiritual master. Here we can see like how Bali Maharaj is taking instruction from the, brahmanas, the sadhus. That is another thing, another point. And finally, in the last verse it says, Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. So we don't need to, in essence, come up with our own plans. We don't need to endeavor separately for being satisfied and all those. As long as we are going to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and sadhus, all the success is going to come to us. We don't need to, let's say, because in one class we might hear, okay, we need to be, very humble. So we don't need to, we need to, try to develop the quality of humility. I'm not saying that, we are not going to do that. But instead of, aiming for, okay, I need to become humble, I need to become grateful, I need to become this and that and whatnot. If we are going to, have complete faith in the spiritual master, and if we are going to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, all these qualities are going to be automatically developed. So we don't need to, endeavor separately. So those are, some of the, points, which we can, appreciate from this sets of, verses. Let's go through each one of them maybe in a little bit in more detail, but I'll try to make it as short as possible, because every time I'm giving class we are going until 9 o'clock, and I know that you have other things to do, so I will try to finish as quickly as possible. The underlying theme here in these verses is seeking the higher guidance of the spiritual master and the sadhus. That is the main thing which differentiates a devotee and a demon. So if we want to if we want to know how well we are progressing in our own devotional service, we can ask this simple question. How eager we are to follow the instructions of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So that is going to give us an indication of how well we are advancing. Because if you look at the demons are, they act whimsically. If they want to do something, they do it. They don't think too much about the consequences and all those. So they act whimsically. So that is a demoniac quality. Acting whimsically is a demoniac quality. So as devotees, obviously we don't want to act whimsically. That's why, so the remedy is to get higher guidance. So if we get higher guidance and if we are going to act based on the instructions of the spiritual master, then we will not be acting whimsically. So this is one point. And another one is having the faith in the spiritual master's instructions themselves. At a particular point in time, we might not really understand what the spiritual master is asking us to do, and we might say that, oh, maybe my spiritual master did not understand my situation, so he gave me this particular instruction. If he knew that all other things, he might have changed the instruction. Like that, often we will, mind, as we discussed in, last Friday, mind is like a monkey. It is going to keep on jumping here and there. It will try to interpolate and extrapolate things. If the spiritual master will be giving a wonderful instruction for us to progress in the spiritual life, but we will have doubts. So it is very, very important to have faith in the instructions of the spiritual master, even if we don't understand that clearly. Because as we can see from this set of verses, because Bali Maharaj, he had faith in sadhus, he became very prosperous, he was very successful. So similarly, if we are going to have faith in the spiritual masters in sections, we will be very successful. One of the verse which we recited right before we started the discussion is Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yatkrupa Tamagam Vande Shigurum Dinataranam. So it says that by the mercy of the spiritual master, even a lame person can cross over mountains. Even a person who is not at all intelligent, he can become an eloquent speaker. So in essence, if we have the blessings of the spiritual master, everything is going to be automatically taken care of. So that's why it is important to have that level of faith, though we might not really at a stage where we can fully realize that, but at least we have to have that theoretical faith that if we are going to follow the spiritual master's instructions, we are going to be endowed with all the success. And whatever instructions we received from the spiritual master is the best instruction for us at that particular point in time. So we don't need to overanalyze things that, maybe my spiritual master did not have all the information he needs. He did not understand my personal situation. That's why he gave this particular instruction. Or maybe the temple president or some other devotee went and told him this and that and that. That's why he gave me a different kind of instruction. If I might have went and talked to him, he might have changed the instruction. We don't need to think. Whatever instruction the spiritual master gives, it is going to have, if we are going to follow that particular instruction, we are going to be successful. And another point in connection with this is, which Upanishad it is. One of the verses from, it is Svetashvatara Upanishad, says, Yashadeve Parabhaktir Yathadeve Tatha Guru Tashayite Katita He Attaha Prakashante Mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So even in Upanishad, in this Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.23, it is mentioned that how it is important to have the faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also the spiritual master. Because once we have that implicit faith, all the essence of all these Vedic scriptures are going to be revealed to us. That's why the scriptures are called as revealed scriptures. It is not because we have Srimad Bhagavatam here printed and we can read and everything, because Srila Prabhupada nicely translated it. We can read, but we will not be able to realize. And depending upon the mood with which we are approaching the scriptures are going to reveal themselves. Scriptures are not something static, because Prabhupada wrote this so many years back, but it is not that every time we read the same verse we are going to get the same understanding. So depending upon our mood, we might be getting different kinds of understanding, because the scriptures are dynamic. They are going to reciprocate with the mood with which we are going to approach the scriptures. If you are going to approach the scripture in a humble mood, trying to with the aim that I want to go closer to Krishna, I want to strengthen my relationship with Guru and Krishna, if we approach the scriptures with that particular mood, then even in a verse which seemingly doesn't have like any points, when we read without, if we are going to read more theoretically, it will seem this verse doesn't have any points, so let me skip to the next verse. But if we approach it in a different mood, then the scriptures are going to reveal themselves. Now we can understand many more things which we can actually apply in our own life. And many times we will exactly realize a point which is going to be applicable to us at that particular point in time. We might be going through a particular difficulty in our own life, and many times devotees share this, that if, let's say, if devotees are in some kind of difficulty, they open Srimad Bhagavatam, take any canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and open randomly one page, and they read the purport, and whatever they are going through is explained in that purport, and whatever action they have to take is also explained in the purport. So in essence, if we are going to approach the scripture with the mood of getting guidance, the scriptures are going to reveal themselves. So that is another point, that we need to have that implicit faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And when we have that faith, we will be able to access the mercy which is embedded in the scriptures, which is embedded within the instructions of the spiritual master. And in many lectures, it is mentioned that the main thing which we need to tap into is the blessings of the spiritual master and sadhus. If we can tap into the blessings of the spiritual master and sadhus, we can very easily make advancement in our own spiritual life. And how we can get the blessings of the spiritual master? If we are going to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, the spiritual master is going to be very easily pleased, and they are now we can, obviously the spiritual master is giving us unlimited amount of blessings, but we can tap into those blessings if we can follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Then spiritual master is going to be pleased. And it is, I think in one of the earlier classes we did discuss that it is very, very easy to please the spiritual master. It is very, very difficult to please Krishna. It is very, very difficult to please Krishna, but it is very, very easy to please the spiritual master. So for us, the only way to please Krishna is by pleasing the spiritual master. And because it is very easy to please the spiritual master, we need to try our best to please the spiritual master, so that we can get access to this descending mercy, so we can progress in our own devotional life. So it is something like this. If I think in the last class we discussed about this briefly, what is pleasing to the spiritual master is not that, it is not the spiritual master is pleased only if we reach a particular stage in the devotional, ladder, we have to reach the stage of, bhava or something like that, then only the spiritual master is pleased. It is not like that. Because different devotees are at different, levels. All of us are progressing towards becoming like, you know, becoming a pure devotee, like one day. But all of us are at, like, you know, different levels. So what is pleasing to the spiritual master is not that, like, you know, like one reached the stage of bhava or like prema or like, you know, something else. What pleases is based on our own ability, whatever, like, you know, kind of ability we have at a given point in time, whether we are using those abilities in strengthening our own relationship with Guru and Krishna. If we are going to do that, then the spiritual master is pleased. So with that particular like definition, we can see that, like, you know, it is like very easy to like please spiritual master. If our capacity is to, like, you know, chant only 16 rounds, the spiritual master will be pleased if we chant 16 good rounds. The spiritual master is not going to expect that, okay, you have to chant 64 rounds every day, then only I am going to be pleased with you. If the spiritual masters are going to give that kind of instruction, then we are in, like, in a big trouble. So, like, you know, it is very, very easy for us to please the spiritual master. And once we please the spiritual master, we can, like, you know, like, easily make progress in the spiritual life. So let's, like, you know, like, meditate on this particular point. Like, you know, like, how easy it is to please the spiritual master. It is more like a parent. Like, you know, like, a small child might not have any, like, you know, good ability to draw a very nice, like, you know, like, painting. But a child might say, like, you know, tell their parents, okay, I want to draw, like, you know, like, my dear father and mother, I, like, you know, sit here, I want to draw you. And they are, like, you know, sitting there for half an hour, and the child is doing something, and, like, you know, it looks more like a demon, like, you know, demon and demoness, like, you know. But still, the parents are not going to say that, what is this? This is, like, you know, really bad. You don't have any ability of, like, you know, drawing. So the parents are going to be very pleased. They'll say, wow, this is the most beautiful painting. Like, you know, it is so nice. So the parents are, like, going to be, like, you know, very easily pleased. Because they know what is, they understand what is the capacity of the child. The child is not going to, like, you know, draw like a very renowned, like, you know, artist. Child has its own capacity, so the parents are, like, you know, pleased with whatever the children, like, you know, drew. Obviously, like, you know, like, if someone who went through so many, like, you know, like, lot of training in, like, you know, like, becoming an artist, if that person is going to draw like a child, then obviously the teacher is not going to be pleased. So let's try to, like, you know, act in such a way that we try to utilize all the like strengths and capacity we have in, like, in, like, pleasing the spiritual master, in strengthening, like, our own relationship with Guru and Krishna. Then we can very easily please the spiritual master, as we discussed, I don't know, like, how many times we discussed, so many times. As we discussed, once we please the spiritual master, the success in devotional service is going to be guaranteed. So we don't need to, like, you know, think too much. Well, like, you know, like, I'm not able to understand all these scriptures and that and this and whatnot. Because as we discussed in this verse, like, you know, Yashadeve Parabhaktir, everything is going to be revealed if we have the faith in the spiritual master. We don't need to have, like, you know, any other endeavor. As long as we are striving our best to please the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically pleased. If Krishna is pleased, then there is no question of, like, you know, us not making progress or not being successful. So I will, like, stop here and see whether there are any discussions. If there are any discussions, Subhal Prabhu will, like, you know, like, answer the questions. And also Krishna Archana Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You mentioned a lot of nice points. So my question is about, you were speaking your whole class about faith in the spiritual master. Now, in our everyday life, we're not dealing with our Diksha Guru, the initiated spiritual master. We're dealing with Shiksha Gurus. And so at one point, Prabhupada mentions in Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35, he mentions that, of course, there's only one initiating spiritual master, Diksha Guru. But there, he mentions also that there is no limit to the number of Shiksha Gurus one can have. Of course, that's a very broad term, because Shiksha Guru could also mean from a spider. Just like in the Bhagavatam, it's described that Krishna is like a spider, and his energy is like a web entangling us in material energy. So, but as far as we're dealing with different devotees, Shiksha Gurus, on a daily basis, sometimes there may be a dilemma that devotees may have, that sometimes this Shiksha Guru is instructing me in one way, another was instructing me in another way. And there may be some contradictions, and sometimes the feeling is, over the years, I remember one devotee actually told me that they felt that their God brothers and sisters, even though they didn't say it, but they got the feeling that, you know, if you listen to anyone other than your Diksha Guru, then you're not following. And then that's also one extreme, but one extreme could be that if you do listen to a lot of Shiksha Gurus, you may become faithless. That's also one extreme. So that's kind of one aspect of my question, but another aspect is that there may be a feeling of, okay, if I disobey this one, I'll be displeasing. If I disobey this Diksha Guru, I'll be displeasing. But one thing I realized about Prabhupada's and Bhaktisiddhanta's life is that they also had God brothers. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta and Prabhupada, they had devotees, disciples who succeeded, and disciples who, from an external point of view, didn't succeed, although you're always successful in Krishna consciousness in ultimate sense. Now, sometimes Prabhupada's God brothers, or even Bhaktisiddhanta's antagonists, they may say, okay, if you listen to a spiritual master that's not bona fide, you'll fall down. And so we see disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta fall down, disciples of Prabhupada fall down. And so someone who's hearing that being like, oh, yeah, they may be right. Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta's not falling down. So there's so many dilemmas when you're speaking about faith in a spiritual master that it could be very like a smoothie of instructions. It's like, okay. And just because their disciples fall down, my understanding is that if a disciple doesn't properly take the medicine, that's not the doctor's fault, the spiritual master's fault, but it's the disciple's fault. So there's so many aspects of, you know, following the spiritual master. I know it's a smoothie of questions, but maybe you could assimilate some of them a little bit for our clarification of how not to create this confusion within our, you know, consciousness, how to create that faith in a spiritual master, and not just maybe our Diksha, but yes, sorry about that, but go ahead.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Anyways, one thing I understood from your question is that you like smoothies, because you keep on referring to smoothies. Anyways. So, anyways, the Guru Tattva is very, very, like, you know, like, difficult, like, you know, like, topic, because it is so deep, and I'm not, like, you know, realized or qualified to discuss about this, but because you asked the question, let me share, like, you know, at least my understanding. Maybe Mataji or Prabhu can, like, you know, like, add more points. So based on my understanding, it is, though, like, you know, the point you said about, like, you know, like, having multiple Shiksha Gurus is valid, but we need to be very careful. It is something like this. We hear from the scriptures that even in a field of stool, if you find gold, we take it. But it doesn't mean that we have to go to all the stool field and then, like, you know, like, keep on looking for gold. So that is, like, you know, like, one point. The main thing is that it is not necessary that we have to get instructions from so many different people. At the same time, it doesn't mean that one has to only get instruction from like one specific person, like in this case, Diksha Guru. But being said that, we have to get the permission and blessings of, if we want to get Shiksha from someone, it has to be through the agency of the Diksha Guru. Because I like a particular aspect, it doesn't mean that I go by myself and reach a particular devotee and say that, teach me this. And then I like some other aspect from this particular devotee, I reach this devotee and ask this devotee, please teach me that. It is not that independently we go and try to get instructions from multiple devotees. Because though the principle of devotional service is the same, depending upon the mood of a particular devotee, they can change the details. And if we are going to hear a particular instruction from, let's say, a Siksha Guru, which is going to undermine the instruction of Diksha Guru, then we are going to be in trouble. And it is we need to be very, very careful, because we can get instruction from everyone. Obviously, many of these instructions are going to be valid instructions. It doesn't mean that we have to actively seek out to get instructions from everyone else. So a good principle is to have one or two authorized, one or two Shiksha Gurus who are authorized by the Diksha Guru for guiding us in our own personal life. If we don't have the luxury of interacting with the Diksha Guru personally and getting personal instructions, for many of us, we might not have that kind of luxury. So that means we have to get instructions from this Siksha Guru. But any kind of instructions we get from anyone, the litmus test is going to be, is this particular instruction going to strengthen my own relationship with Guru and Krishna? If answer to that particular question is maybe or no, then you don't act on that particular instruction. At the end of the day, we want to strengthen our relationship with Guru and Krishna. And though we might be hearing instructions from devotees and all of them are valid, typically you get instructions from a person who is going to have personal relationship with you. So you cannot come and get instructions from me or someone else. So someone has to really know who you are, what is your strength, what is your weakness. So unless someone is going to really understand your own strengths and weaknesses, instructions are not going to be, instructions will look more theoretical. So we can say that all of us need to hear 24 hours a day about Krishna. It is an absolute instruction. If I am going to give that particular instruction to someone who is materially attached, they will not be able to follow that. That's why we have devotees who are going out and working, and by doing all these things, and then when they get their salary and donating it to the temple, or using it in the service of Krishna, they are going to become slowly purified. Then they can come to a stage where they will be able to chant and hear about the glories of Krishna 24 hours a day. But we cannot artificially say that, everyone from now onwards renounce everything and hear about Krishna 24 hours. Though it is not that the instruction is not valid. Instruction is an absolute instruction, it is valid. But are we in a state, are we at a stage where we will be able to implement these instructions? A bona fide spiritual master who knows our own strengths and weaknesses, they will take the same instruction, but they might change the details a bit so that we can follow the instructions. And again, the strength to follow the instructions of the spiritual master is already invested in those instructions. So, like, you know, like, because the spiritual master is going to tailor-make the instruction for us, then it is going to be much easier for us to follow the instructions. And because we are following the instruction, the spiritual master is going to be pleased. Because spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is pleased, then we are going to be successful. Otherwise, the instructions are going to be like very broad. Though they are like, you know, like valid instructions, we might not be able to follow. We might be able to follow for a short period of time. After that, we cannot like follow it properly. Then we will not get the like, you know, like full benefit. So it is very important to have like, you know, just like a handful of Shiksha gurus, like in like one or two or something like that, not so many, because more people we have, there is going to be more confusion at the beginning stages. So when we are like in like advanced devotees, like, you know, like when we become advanced devotees, then like in like we can get instructions from like different devotees, then we will not be like in a sidetracked and all those. But when at the initial stages, it is very important to not get instructions from so many devotees, because it is going to undermine like our, it might undermine our faith in the principal relationship, and our progress in the devotional service is going to be mainly dependent upon that principle, our strength with that, like in that particular relationship. Because that is where we are like, you know, like getting the energy from, to like, you know, mercy from, to progress in the devotional service. So that's why like we need to be like very careful. So anyways, there are like so many more things which can be said about like, you know, like this topic. But I will just stop here and see whether Prabhu or Mataji can add like, you know, like any like additional like points.
Thank you. Yes. One joking comment that I yes, have. Please. I appreciate the answer, but there is one Diksha guru, Vaishnava guru, we definitely shouldn't listen to. It's Maya. She's initiated us since time immemorial. And Prabhupada and all of them said, definitely don't listen to that Diksha guru.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I think you answered very nicely. Although I can add three things, I think. Once Prabhupada just shows the mood towards, you know, your spiritual master, that once some disciples were going and to some of his god brothers and started to, you know, follow some of the god brothers of Srila Prabhupada, and for Prabhupada was, you know, he actually became emotional in terms of, for him, the relationship with the spiritual, with his spiritual master was so profound that that it was unthinkable to actually sort of like leave the shelter of his spiritual master and search for some other shelter. So he would think, he would say with, you know, an emotional way, that my Guru Maharaj is not ordinary Guru Maharaj, he's not an ordinary person. He picked me up and basically by his Guru Maharaj he was going back home, back to Godhead. So he's not an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. So the relationship we have with our Diksha Guru is not ordinary. Mm-hmm. Our Guru Maharaj has vowed to take us back home, back to Godhead. In the, just as we make vows to chant 16 rounds and to follow the four regulated principles, the Guru Maharaj makes a vow to take us back home, back to Godhead. And that's such a, you know, beyond our, you know, understanding of, you know, a sort of like commitment that such a personality does. And there I am taking it a little cheaper, or not being able to understand that type of commitment and sort of jumping here and jumping there. That's one thing. Another thing is that in situations, even our Vaishnava lines, there are sometimes Shiksha gurus become the prominent guru. But as you explained, you know, it have to be in quite connected to the Diksha guru. It cannot be necessarily, you know, it cannot be against the wishes and the desires and of the Diksha guru. So things are pretty much connected. They're all pretty connected. And the third point is that sometimes in our quest for trying to rationalize our own material desires, we are looking for someone who will say more or less, you know, facilitate those things in the name of devotional service. Mm-hmm. So I may have this idea of I want to serve Krishna this way, and I know my spiritual master will not necessarily condone that. Rather, he will give us some other instructions that not necessarily facilitates that. And then I start to look for whoever will say, oh yes, you can do this way and this way. So I'm jumping here and there, taking instructions from this and this and that, this devotee, that devotee, this devotee, and simply is just to rationalize, give validation to whatever whimsical idea I have of devotional service. So that's interesting.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Yeah, like, you know, this particular topic is like very deep. We can discuss for like many, like we can discuss for like, you know, like many, many like hours. But even like, you know, like whatever I said and whatever Subal Prabhu like, you know, like added, these are the major points, but there are like more things, like, you know, like if yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu.
No, thank you, Prabhu.
Some thoughts that came to my mind that is kind of an indicator of our position is, naturally, we're, like you said, we're the devotees, they're taking guidance, whereas the demons are acting whimsically. And we have this culture of taking shelter of seniors. And when one has this mood of humbly taking shelter, we can see that our seniors, like our Diksha gurus, our Shiksha gurus, They're not giving instructions out of self-interest. They have our best interest in mind. So when we're taking shelter of these people, then naturally we're progressing very nicely. And I think the indicator, whereas the complete extreme is where you can just pick and choose different instructions in order to act in the way that you were going to act anyway. And I think the indicator where that might be creeping in could be a sense of duplicity. Mm-hmm. So we are getting different instructions at different times. But if we know that our Shiksha gurus and our Diksha gurus, they have our best interest in mind, so at every point we should be completely honest with them. Mm-hmm. And then they can properly guide us. But if we start, you know, the whimsical attitude comes in when we start being a bit duplicitous in our communication and in our activities. Mm-hmm. So that's just something that came to mind.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Very nice point. Actually, yeah, like, you know, especially I like the, like in the initial point where, like, you know, you mentioned that how the spiritual master has like our own like best interest. Because if, like, you know, let's take a minute and think about what the spiritual master is getting out of this particular relationship. We just, like, you know, most of us, we might use the spiritual master as more like the like, you know, like dumping ground for like all our problems. Like, you know, like go on, tell Maharaj, I have this problem, that problem, this devotee chastised me, this devotee did this to me, this devotee did not smile at me, and something happened, whatever it is. We try to dump all the problems. And think about the spiritual master. We are not the only one who is dumping our problem. There are like hundreds of devotees. Everyone is going and keep on dumping problems. So taking disciples is more like taking trouble, like, you know, for them. But they are like, you know, still very much interested in making sure that we are going to, like, you know, like go closer to Krishna. Our relationship with Guru and Krishna is strengthened so that we can become a pure devotee one day. They take like lot of inconveniences by hearing all these problems and that and this and whatnot. So it is like a very like nice point, like which you made. They only like, you know, like have our own like interest in mind. They don't have like, you know, like any other motivation. They don't want, like, you know, it is not that spiritual master is taking disciples so that, like, you know, the spiritual master will say, like, you know, do this, and many people will be doing that. Most of the times the spiritual master will say, like, you know, do this, and no one does it. But still they are like, you know, trying to, like, you know, like guide us so that we can progress in, like, you know, like our own spiritual life. And I also like the point about being, like, you know, like honest with the spiritual master. Like, you know, like one of the important aspect of developing relationships is having the faith that the other person is not going to judge us. Like, you know, like having that full conviction. If I am going to tell my spiritual master, or like, you know, the, like it can be like Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, whoever it is who is guiding us, if I am going to tell A, B and C, they are not going to, their impression of myself is not going to change. We need to have that, like, in the conviction. Unless that kind of faith is there, we will not be able to, like, open up our heart. So we will, like, you know, like, hide certain things, and we will be, like, you know, maybe easily disclose certain things, because from, like, you know, like, we might want the spiritual master to think highly of us. We might not be disclosing some of the difficulties we might have. And who is going to be the one who is going to lose? Us. Because if we are not going to disclose the difficulties we are going through, then the spiritual master cannot give us instructions. And though, and another thing which we need to understand is that, let's say the spiritual master is giving instruction A and another devotee giving instruction A. Though in verbatim, these two instructions are the same. Everything is the same. But they are like totally different. Because when we follow the spiritual master's instructions, we can, like, you know, like access the mercy of the spiritual master. We can access the mercy of the Guru Parampara. When spiritual master is pleased, we can, like, you know, like easily, like, you know, like advance in, like, you know, like devotional service. There are like so many different things which are there, which is not there in, like, you know, like other instructions. It is not that, like, you know, like one. So that is like one thing, like, you know, like we need to like understand. It is important for us to get the instructions from the spiritual master, because it is not just the instructions we are receiving. We are also receiving the blessings to execute the instructions. So now the instructions are going to be like much easier for us to act upon. It is not going to be like, you know, theoretical anymore. So that is like, you know, like another like point which relates to, like, you know, the point you made. So anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
This is just in harmony concordant with everyone's comment, yours, Subal's, and Jaini Tagore's, that and I agree that and it goes to my joke back then, that basically we shouldn't, if we are honest with ourselves, definitely we shouldn't jump around to many Shiksha Gurus. Yes. And who's our many Shiksha Gurus? pride, that's one Shiksha Guru. Envy, that's one Shiksha Guru. Lust, so many Shiksha Gurus we have. And so when we, what does the Diksha Guru tell us? Any Diksha Guru, Mama Nabhava Ma Bhato Ma Yaji Mama Namaskuru, always think of Krishna. But when we're thinking of these things, we're not thinking of Krishna. Mm-hmm. So that's the main instruction that I like to take. I kind of like to see the scriptures from different clever perspectives. So that's my offering I have to say about that.
Yeah, so thank you, Prabhu. Like, actually, like, you know, that is an important point. Like, you know, typically, the reason why we try to jump around is that we don't, like, you know, one point is lack of faith, and another point is, like, you know, like as Subal Prabhu mentioned, we have, like, our own, like, motivation. Like, you know, like, let's say if I like to eat a lot of gulab jamuns, and I want to find some devotee who is going to tell me, Prabhu, it is prasadam. Eating, like, you know, eat as many gulab jamuns as you want. Then, like, you know, like, we try to find someone. Like, is Mataji going to tell that instruction? No. Probably she will say, like, eat less. So I'm not going to get instructions from her. Is Prabhu going to say, maybe. This devotee is going to tell, eat as many gulab jamuns as you want. Then, like, you know, we go to that particular devotee. Prabhu, I'm just pointing to you, but I'm just joking. Like, you know, we try to choose people not because of the desire to execute certain instructions to strengthen our own relationship with Guru and Krishna. We have our own personal motivation because we are attached to certain things, and we try to get instructions and we try to justify. So that is one reason. And second reason is, we don't, like, you know, if we try to get instructions from, like, multiple devotees, it indicates that we don't have the faith in the main person who is actually guiding us. And as we know, what is the initial stage of devotional service? We need to have faith. If we cannot even put proper faith in one person, is there, like, any hope for us to, like, you know, like, progress in spiritual life? No. That's why it is very, very important to make sure that, like, you know, like, any instructions we get outside of the spiritual master has to be authorized by the spiritual master, like, you know, like, himself or herself. Like, you know, like, we cannot just keep on, like, randomly choosing, like, you know, because I like one instruction from this devotee, another instruction from this devotee, something else from devotee C, and add all of them together and make a khichdi out of it, then our devotional life is going to be a khichdi. Like, you know, we will not, like, you know, like, make, like, you know, like, any, like, proper progress. Because it undermines even the first principle of, like, first stage of, like, you know, like, devotional, like, you know, like, service. We need to have proper faith. And if you try to do, like, you know, like, so many different things, it is going to undermine that faith, then, like, you know, like, our devotional life is going to be, like, you know, not, like, you know, that good. Again, like, as I mentioned, this is, I don't know, like, very, very, like, deep topic. I mentioned that I will try to stop early, but we are, like, already, I don't know, like, Prabhu, like, you have any other point or anything else? Mataji, you have anything to add, Prabhu? Okay, thank you so much for tolerating, like, whatever I shared. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.